News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, yesterday evening, Samsung held its first remote unpacked event, unveiling a suite of new devices. Our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, was following closely. Jess, what is coming down the tracks from Samsung?
It's quite interesting because these events usually take place in, like, before. I've been to one in Madison Square Gardens in New York. We've been to ones in San Francisco. They're usually the fanciest chance for Samsung to show off what they have on their agenda. Last night's one took place remotely, so it was streamed from Korea, and it was quite a strange experience to be watching it and also not to get hands-on time with the new devices. But what we have is two new Note devices. So it's the Galaxy Note 20 and the Galaxy Note 20 Ultra. And for those who aren't familiar with the Note range, this is essentially the smartphone that could easily replace your laptop. It is more powerful than a laptop that you would buy for, say, £400 or £500. It's bigger than your average smartphone. It's between, so the Note 20 is 6.7 inches and the Note 20 Ultra is 6.9 inches. So it's much bigger than your standard smartphone. But the interesting stuff is kind of all crammed inside. You've got an incredible battery. You've got more RAM. There's 12 gigs of RAM, which is more than you'd get on your average laptop. But also, it can now capture 8K video. So that, like, most of us are only just about getting 4K TVs into our home. This little phone now can capture 8K video. So they've crammed a hell of a lot in. But, and I hope you don't have a coffee in your hand now when I say this to you, the price tag is €1,300.
Ah, Jess, stop. £1,300.
Yeah.
You could buy, you'd say it's better than your laptop. You could buy three or four laptops for that.
You could indeed. But there's a few, and look, I think it's bonkers money. I absolutely do think it's bonkers money. But at a time when we're all looking to get more productive, get more out of our devices, I don't know. There is a lot of productivity you can get from this.
Okay.
It's worth noting that, you know, it does still do the basic phone functions that you'd want. They have great partnerships with Microsoft so that, you know, if you are a gamer, for example, which I doubt you are, you could play your Xbox games on the go. You can do all of your, as I said, your work, your Excel spreadsheets. There's also an S Pen. I don't know if you're a stylist type person here, but I absolutely am. So you can actually take little notes on the screen. You can highlight, you can zoom in, you can draw on the screen. So it's definitely aimed at more sort of the business end of the spectrum. Mm. But the €1,300 price tag just kind of made my jaw drop a little bit.
Yeah. Any other accessories or kind of gadgets around it?
Yeah, there are a few different bits that they unveiled, including the new Galaxy Buds. These are Samsung's version of the Apple AirPods. You know, the little things that look like hamster hair dryers that everyone goes around with.
Yeah.
They're the Apple ones. So Samsung have their own versions, Galaxy Buds. They're much smaller. And the new version has been unveiled. They're called the Buds Live. They claim to give the best sound, best ambient sound if you want that. They don't fall out when you're running, but they're £200. Again, all of these things are climbing up in price. And don't even get me started on the new smartwatches, because I just think that there's an element of, you know, it's impressive, it's interesting. But a lot of it now is down to fashion and how it looks, and therefore the price is a good bit higher than what the tech would really justify.
Yeah, more and more 5G devices as well being unveiled. And lots of people I know listening, and this is a question you often get, worth going for the 5G model in Ireland?
I'm not sure yet. It wouldn't be the ultimate deciding factor for me, because 5G is still quite limited to certain parts of the country. Like, we have pockets of it in Dublin. But, you know, if I go from my apartment into the office, there's only two or three parts of Dublin that would have the 5G connectivity. So I wouldn't necessarily make that my deciding factor. However, if you are someone that only gets a new phone every 18 months to 2 years, it may be worth paying the little bit extra to get it, because you're slightly future-proofed. But do bear in mind that it will add significantly to the cost of the phone.
Yeah, okay. So look, all of this costing a lot of money, I suppose the takeaway, it depends on who you are, depending on what you need it for, but certainly you think there is a market out there for this £1,300 phone.
There absolutely is, because if you think about it, I think you and I were talking about the Apple launch last year, and their phone was €1,300, wasn't 5G enabled, didn't have the S Pen, had a limited memory, didn't have as good a camera. So, to, you know, I do think 1300 phones are going to become the norm, even though it is a horrific concept.
Ugh.
But I do think this is innovation. This is more innovation than we saw from Apple and we've seen from Apple in quite some time. So although you may not like it, I do think it's here to stay.
All right. Phones that cost more than my first car. Jess Kelly, technology correspondent here in News Talk. Thanks a million for